is the bench strength. I mean, we saw Starman earlier in the year. They go 7 deep, and that's it. I mean, after that, we've seen the talent level really drop off, where Scotty Green can basically play 10 players. We saw that against the Central Eagles the other night.
We really did. And, you know, that was a difference maker, too. I mean, the way they run up and down the court, Keith, he forced Matt Hageman to go to his bench early and often, while Coach Green, you know, he was able just to keep guys fresh and keep them running up and down the court. And, two, the one takeaway you take away from the Wilk Central game, too, from the get-go, West just come out of the gate wanting it more.
Well, they definitely did. And, you know, that's the one thing. There's a stigma. When them two teams get together, there's kind of a stigma there. You know, you get the impression that maybe they get in their heads. But I think it was the other way around the other night. You know, the West players came out with a little more intensity, and you feel it in the game as they played. And, you know, Coach Green was fired up, and, you know, he's a fiery guy as it is. And he came out, you know, high-fiving the student section. And I think that transferred over to his players.
I agree 100%. And our girls' game getting ready to go to halftime with only 8 seconds left in the first half. It's exactly what you would expect it to be. With the caliber of these two girls' teams, 31-14 is your halftime score in the girls' game here between West Wilkes and Starmount. All Blackhawks, as the Blackhawk ladies are getting back to their normal ways of winning after a loss. Their first loss in conference play came Friday night to Wilkes Central in a game they led for three quarters. But Wilkes Central got the lead there on the last possession of the third period and never looked back in the fourth quarter, dealing West Wilkes a loss in the conference. Now, the way the schedule's worked out today, some games not being played because of weather in the area. This game and the Elkin North Wilkes game are the only two sets of games being played tonight. The Allegheny Wilkes Central game has been moved to January, later on in January, and there's been no date announced for the East Wilkes Ash County game yet, as it's also been postponed because Ash and Allegheny did not have school today with the wintry weather they had up in their neck of the woods. So that's where we sit tonight. And so we got a good game here on tap for the boys tonight coming up here in just a little bit between the Blackhawks and the Rams. We got to take a break here on the Wilkes Communications pregame show. When we come back, we'll continue to talk a little bit more in depth here tonight before we get you going with action in the girls' game in the second half.
Where can you go 24 hours a day to get that car cleaned up? It's Ride with Pride Car Wash, 708 River Street in Wilkesboro across from Tyson, and 580 Independence Avenue in North Wilkesboro, offering the Razor Edge touchless automatics. Also at 1339 North Bridge Street and 230 Standard Street in Elkin, with 6 self-service bays, offering you affordable car washes and vacuums too. Offering the high-quality cleaning solutions and equipment. Get the dirt, the grime, and the grit off your vehicle at Ride with Pride Car Wash.
From game day to every day, the specialists at Wake Forest Baptist Health Orthopedics West Park can get you past your pain or injury and back to doing what you love. We are also proud to be the official sports medicine provider for Wilkes County High Schools. Whether it's an ache, a break, or a serious injury, game time or play time, we can get you and your family back to being active. Call 336-903-7845 or visit wakehealth.edu/sportsmedicine.
Find groundbreaking prices and style at Badcock Home Furniture and More, plus upgrade select mattress sets for just $1. Or save 30% on all Signature flat and power mattress sets, all with zero down, 0% interest for 24 months. And no credit refused. Come visit Badcock Home Furniture and More in Elkin and tell us your New Year's resolution for free delivery. Offers valid through January 13, 2020. See store for complete details.
Come see what's hot on the lot at Carolina Auto Sales. They offer a variety of pre-owned vehicles with low mileage and some on-the-lot financing. You will find reasonable prices, and they are locally owned and operated by Randy Dow. Check out their Facebook page. Call 336-838-4188 for more information, or better yet, come see what's hot on the lot at Carolina Auto Sales of Wilkes. 516 Elkin Highway in North Wilkesboro. Proudly serving Wilkes County for over 22 years. Carolina Auto Sales.
When it comes to getting a home mortgage these days, things can get pretty complicated. I'm Alice Blankenship, Branch Manager for Piedmont Federal's North Wilkesboro office. At Piedmont Federal, we believe in a straightforward, common-sense approach with minimal fees and closing costs. From the time you apply for a home loan through your closing and beyond, we are with you every step of the way to answer your questions and simplify the process. What's more, we service your loan right here at home, so stop by and see us. Live local, bank local at Piedmont Federal.
Carter & Kirk Paving Incorporated of Jonesville is a family-owned and operated business servicing the areas of Wilkes, Yadkin, and Surry counties in North Carolina with a complete range of paving contractor services. When we were looking to get our driveway tar and graveled, we called Carter & Kirk, and they did an amazing job. They offer asphalt paving, tar and gravel, patching, pavement marking, resurfacing, seal coating, and much more. Call them at 336-835-3310. Carter & Kirk Paving Incorporated. Wilkes Communications is humble and proud to team up with Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes to help restock their food shelves. Right now, when you add or upgrade to Wilkes Internet and donate $10 in cash or food, Wilkes Communications will quadruple your donation, giving you a $40 bill credit. So help feed the hungry and get the internet speed you need for all your devices. Call 336-973-3103 or visit wilkes.net to learn more. The offer ends 2/29/20.
Living starts here, the town of North Wilkesboro, where they are your place to live, worship, work, shop, and play. Shop local and shop downtown North Wilkesboro, from hardware to furniture, clothing, flowers, antiques, food, entertainment, and much more. Shop local, shop the town of North Wilkesboro, your place to live, worship, work, shop, and play. Living starts here. It's the town of North Wilkesboro. Enjoy the $2 buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit and the $2 bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit served all day at McDonald's. Love their two for $5 deal, choosing a Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, 10-piece chicken McNugget, or fish sandwich. You can love a lot for a little at McDonald's, Highway 421 in Wilkesboro and Highway 18 in North Wilkesboro. McDonald's open 24 hours and a proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports. I'm loving it. Just Say Foods, a family-owned and North Carolina-based company since 1917, is serving you locally from 340 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro. Supporting local growers is very important to Just Save, and they want to bring the harvest to your table in their hometown atmosphere of a grocery store. Check them out online at JustSaveFoods.com or stop in and shop at 340 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro. Just Save Foods. Shopping, it makes perfect sense.
The history of Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home goes back almost 100 years and touches generations of families in Wilkes and surrounding counties. They have a state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro, as well as a full-service monument company. Scenic Memorial Gardens is also there for you with their beautiful chapel mausoleum and cemetery facility. Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home, Scenic Memorial Gardens, and Rain Sturdivant Monument Company, a proud part of Wilkes County and a supporter of high school sports here on 3WC.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Welcome back to West Wilkes High School here in Miller's Creek tonight. Our game of the week, the West Wilkes Blackhawks and the Starmount Ram. Alongside my broadcast partner in crime, Keith Bryant, the girls' game at halftime here. We're about 3 minutes away from getting you back to action here in the second half of the girls' game, and that's where we'll pick up with our play-by-play. It's all West Wilkes here at the halftime break, 31-14, with a nice lead here over the Lady Rams of Starmount. Keith, this is a knock on wood situation, but I don't foresee West Wilkes' lead diminishing in this matchup like it did against Wilkes Central on Friday night. Well, if I unmute you.
Now, the first quarter was definitely not a West Wilkes quarter. Coach Green, she definitely made some great adjustments in that second period to jump out to a 31-14 lead. But it was 12-6 at the end of the first period, and you could tell there was a lot of displeasure by the coaching staff for this Black Lady Blackhawk team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, you dive through, they really picked up their pace, looked more like themselves. I'm telling you, Keith, when this West Wilkes team is on their game from top to bottom, they're as good as any girls team in the Northwest North Carolina area.
Yeah, they got inside presence. They've got some good shooters, got some great ball handlers. They got some quickness. And, you know, that wasn't on display Friday night, but, you know, they definitely got – they got a team that could really cause a lot of people some trouble.
Absolutely, they really do. And, you know, we talk about what we saw on Friday night. It was just one of those things, man, that when they just lost momentum there at the end of the third quarter, they could never really gain it back. The big difference, too, Friday night against Wilkes Central on the girls' side, Keith, was the fact that Jamie Lynn Wilcox did not have her normal game.
Well, she was way off of her game. She got in foul trouble. I thought Carson Ledford really played a really good game, but you know, kind of went away from her a little bit in the third and fourth quarter. I kind of thought she was the one X factor that could have really made a big difference in that West Wilkes Blackhawk.
Absolutely. As we are ready to start here, the second half here for the girls game, 31-14. Our score to start this second half between West Wilkes and Starmount. Of course, the girls really just the appetizer to what is our main course this evening, with the boys' game being a battle for first place between West Wilkes and Starmount. You know, Keith, this is a Starmount girls team we've already saw this year earlier in the year against Elkin, and you have high praises for new head coach Nicole Perdue, because you really feel like she could be the lady that finally takes this Starmount girls program and puts it in the right direction.
Well, the biggest thing is she's got players now where the previous coach did not have.
Right.
And she's got some players that she can work with. And I think that one of the players that I think you're really going to have to watch, and that's Olivia Gwynn.
Absolutely. That's number 32 inside. She's listed at 6'1", and she's every bit of that. And she's going to be one of those key cogs to watch as we are underway here in the second half. Starmount with the basketball, pushing it up the court and laying it in for two was Emma Freed. That makes it a 31-16 game, just 30 seconds into the second half here. The girls' game, as Carson Ledford gets the ball in transition, passes it inside, and a nice 15-foot step-back shot for the freshman, Parker Childress. Keith, this young lady shows a ton of potential as a freshman.
Yeah, she definitely does. And
West Wilkes gets a steal on the defensive end right back by Carson Ledford. She throws up a shot, gets the contact of a foul.
And see, that's the one thing about Carson Ledford that you didn't see last year, and that's the fact that she's a lot stronger and she can do things that she wasn't physically able to do last year.
That's exactly right, and she's off on her first free throw. You know, you do not see her get the ball up top and try to drive it inside like what you do this year or last year. So it's a big difference in her game, makes her more of a dual-threat player. She strips her second free throw, so she goes 1 of 2 on that trip at the line, makes it 34-16 in favor of the Lady Blackhawks. Starmount really having a tough time dealing with this West Wilkes press. They finally are able to break it just in the nick of time. Emma Freed heads inside the lane, tries to pass it off to Gwynn, and it's stolen away down on the far end of the court by Jamison Bell, and she kicks it up to Jamie Lynn Wilcox in transition. Back to Kendall Stanley, who goes back to a cutting Carson Ledford for two. Keith, that's just team basketball.
That's great basketball right there. Made basically all the way down the floor without ever the ball hitting the floor. That was all passing.
And a three-point attempt here is off by number 5, Caitlin Walker. And West Wilkes' Ledford comes away with the rebound. And Jamison Bell is going to bring the ball up the court. She goes to Parker Childress. A nice cut by Kendall Stanley. But Childress just led the pass a little bit too tight to the baseline. And it's a turnover. Keith, the idea was there, just not that good of a pass by Childress.
No, but I tell you, I like the fact that great movement by this Lady Blackhawk team. And they're always looking for the open player. I mean, that's something that's really hard to coach in these days and times.
Emma Free with the basketball has her pocket picked by Jamie Lynn Wilcox, who comes back up the court and lays it in for two. It's 38-16. Here with 6 minutes to go in the third period. Keith, in a game like this, if you're Nicole Perdue, once again, another Starmount turnover as West Wilkes steals it on the press. Carson Ledford cuts, but she travels. She took a step before she was able to dribble. If you're Coach Nicole Perdue, Keith, in a game like this where you're really just getting it taken to you and you can't really do anything just because the talent level is so much of a difference, how spotty are you about using your timeouts? Because I feel like in a game like this, there's not really a good time to use a timeout.
Well, the biggest thing is I'm sure you got to realize that these Stormout kids, that first thing she's got to establish a winning attitude. That's something they've not had in at least 3 years.
A long time.
So, you know, it's something that can't be done overnight.
Kendall Stanley with a nice layup makes it 40-16. This press is giving them fits, and Stanley's going to pick up a foul. Stanley, one of the more fiery girls players under Coach Allie Green. This young lady and Erica Wyatt had their fair share of back and forth on Friday night. And that foul number 15, Kendall Stanley, just her first foul, first team foul of the second half here for the Blackhawks. 5:15 and ticking, third period of the girls' game, 40-16. It's all Lady Blackhawks are going to look to get to 10-2 on the season and 3-1 in the conference. And now we got a tussle for the basketball down low between Tana Seagraves and a bunch of white jerseys. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Lady Blackhawks. One thing about it, Keith, West Wilkes is not afraid on the with this girls' team to get down and get after the ball.
No, and that's very indicative of Coach Green. That's the way she played when she played at East Wilkes, and she carries that over. She expects that from her players as well.
Absolutely, and so now it comes back the other way for West Wilkes. Jamie Lynn Wilcox with the basketball on the right wing. She looks to drive, hands off to Childress. Nice drive, a 15-foot floater. She banks it. Parker Childress, a nice look. She saw the opening. She used it, came off that screen perfectly, and got that nice little running floater to go. Keith, you see why this young lady as a freshman was pulled up to varsity, because her potential's through the roof. It really is. I am high on this young lady. And a nice shot inside by Caitlin Walker down low. Makes it 42-18. Starmount trails by 24. And now Childress with the basketball for West Wilkes on the left wing. Childress gives it up to Wilcox. Jamie Lynn working top of the key inside through the contact. Can't finish. Emma Freed comes down with the rebound. Back the other way comes Freed. She has her pocket picked by Wilcox, and we got a jump ball. Ladies tussling after it left and right. And Freed comes up slow.
And really, that's the one player Starmount really can ill afford to lose. I mean, she was an all-conference player last year, one of the few bright spots for the Rams.
42-18 is your score. 3:50 to go in our third period. And now in the game is number 10, Gracie Lambert. Lambert with the basketball. And got to get that shot to go. What a nice jump shot that time. 45-18. Lady Blackhawks just on cruise control here with 3.5 to go in our third period. Coach Scotty Green already told me, Keith, I was talking to him pregame, and he said, this place is going to be rocking tonight in the boys' game, so you better get ready. The home side, pretty full.
Yeah. And I think everybody realizes the importance of this game right here because, you know, if you can go at this point in this, we're not halfway through, but if you can go up 4-0 right now, it really puts you in the driver's seat as far as being able to, you know, do a lot of things after that.
Corner three attempt is off by Maddie Norman. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Lady Blackhawks, or go to the Lady Blackhawks, I should say. Parker Childress is going to run the offense as the freshman brings the ball up the court. Keith, I would expect Allie Green, a lot of the bench players, I mean, she cycles through her bench very well. We saw that last Friday night. I don't expect a lot of the main starters to play into the fourth quarter in a game like this, do you?
Well, you wouldn't think so, but, you know.
Stranger things have happened.
Well, yeah.
I guess, I mean.
Basically. She has no starters on the floor, I don't think, right now at all.
No. Yeah, you're right, Keith. No, Cheyenne Clunch, Parker Childress. Well, Cheyenne Clunch did start this game.
Okay.
She's the only starter on the court, but her and Ledford's kind of like interchangeable pieces, really. So to have a true five, that one of them's really got to be on the court to have a true five. Otherwise, you're playing a real small ball lineup. Emma Freed with the basketball. Thought about the three. Hands it off. 15-foot jump shot is way off by KG White. And let's see. We're waiting from the rule from the officials. It's going to stay with Starmount. As Maddie Norman will inbound the basketball. Far baseline. She goes out to Seagraves. Working the ball around inside to Seagraves. Turnaround shot way off. Keith, she had the right idea. She just put a lot of air on that ball. And now West Wilkes down low. That's number 24, Casey Triplett. Working the ball around is West Wilkes, just taking their time. Parker Childress gives off to McPherson. McPherson, one of just two seniors on this Lady Blackhawk basketball team. The only other one is Riley Church, and she is yet to come in and play tonight. 47-18, Lady Blackhawks rolling, under 2 minutes to play in the third period. Caitlin Walker with a basketball. Walker gives it up to Maddie Norman, goes over in the corner. Freed thought about it, nearly travels. Goes back to Freed. Freed, hop, step, she travels.
Yeah, she tried to do one of them Euro steps, but the only thing is she was too far in Europe.
Been watching the WNBA. 47-18, your score. All Lady Blackhawks rolling here. Jamison Bell back into the game. So there's a starter, your starting point guard, who is also, if I'm correct, the niece of Coach Allie Green.
Yeah.
If I've got my family lineage right.
Yeah, her mother was one of the greatest point guards, one of the better point guards ever came through East Wilkes.
Working the ball around is Bell. She goes to McPherson. McPherson going to kick it down low to Clonch. Clonch goes back to McPherson. McPherson controls the basketball. Going back over to McPherson. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by KG White, so it will stay with the Lady Blackhawks with 69 seconds to go in our third period. 47-18, Lady Blackhawks on cruise control, looking to get to win number 10 on the season. They're going to need some help as far as the rest of the conference season goes now, with them being one game behind as Conch travels. I tell you, though, Keith, this girls' side, them top four teams, your West Wilkes, your Wilkes Central, your Ash and your Allegheny, any of those four can beat each other. I mean, there's no clear. I mean, I think we thought West Wilkes is ahead of everybody else, but after the way Wilkes Central pulled that victory out Friday night, I think you kind of have to shift your focus more to just about any of those four can beat each other.
Well, the big thing is I don't think, I know I didn't figure in what Zoe Sussey means to that Lady Black, Lady Eagle team. I tell you what, that young lady right there, when she's on her game right there, she has got to be one of the premier point guards in Northwest North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We saw Friday night, if you wondered how big of a key was Zoe Sussey, well, Friday night summed that up in a big-time way for Coach Greg Davenport.
Yeah, I mean, that young lady right there had a heck of a ball game. She controlled the game. West Wilkes couldn't do anything with her. She continually broke the press. And I know you're not supposed to be able to break the press with a dribble, but that young lady has such a great feel for the game. I think that has a lot to do with maybe the way she plays soccer.
I think you're exactly right. She by far is the main key to that offense for Wilkes Central. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Blackhawks with 19.9 seconds to play in our third period, 47-18. West Wilkes just kind of taking their time using the clock. Gracie Lambert had to look for three. She elects to go toward the top of the key to McPherson. McPherson going to give it up to Jamison Bell with 13 seconds to play in third period action. Bell just taking her time, works it over to Triplett in the far right corner. Triplett going to dribble her way back up. Not really looking like any urgency out there. No need to be with a lead like this. Clonch going to fire from downtown, misses everything, and that's how this third period will come to a close. 47-18 is your score. It is a dominant showing for the West Wilkes Lady Blackhawks here tonight, looking to get to 3-1 in conference play and 10 wins overall on the season.
At Blue Ridge Energy, we want to help you stay comfortable all year long while saving as much money as possible at the same time. One easy way is to install a programmable thermostat. Also, make sure your ceiling fans are set to blow down in the summer and to blow up in the winter. Change your HVAC filters on a regular basis. And finally, keep your garage door down and your barn door shut, if you know what I mean. Seriously, nobody needs to see that. For 101 easy ways to save energy, visit BlueRidgeEnergy.com/101.
Holy moly, I need a new set of tires.
No joke. Ted, going over to Royals Mustang, Jay is an authorized Cooper Tire dealer, but he can also hook you up with any other brand of tire you want.
Where's he located?
Right there at 167 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro.
Hot dog, let's head over there now. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Ted, while we're there, let's go ahead and fill up the car too, because Royals has 100% ethanol-free pure gas.
Well, I'll be. My car is going to be like new with new tires and pure gas from Royals Mustang.
That's the point.
Let's roll.
And welcome back to Miller's Creek. Just underway in our fourth period. West Wilkes with the basketball. It's Kendall Stanley, Parker Childress, Jamie Lynn Wilcox, Carson Ledford, and Casey Triplett out there. Or I'm sure it's a Riley Church in the game for the Blackhawks. So Coach Green has cleared her entire bench here tonight. Keith, what do you think of Ledford, Jamie Lynn, Parker Childress, a lot of these starters being into the game?
Well, I think mainly she just wants to make sure they get some time in. I don't figure they're going to be in there more than about 2 or 3 minutes, and then you're going to see wholesale changes. And but you know, you got that last group. That, you know, they played almost 6 minutes of that quarter right there, and she's just going to let them rest and let. I mean, when you go 10 deep, you know, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And West Wilkes turns the ball over once again. Going back the other way, Zemma Freed with a basketball, 47-18. Freed going to look for three, way off. And Jamie Lynn Wilcox going to push the ball up the court to Kendall Stanley. Stanley's able to track it down. And now Parker Childress with the basketball. Childress going to pull back and take her time. Gets the play call going, gives it to Carson Ledford. Ledford just holding way outside. Looks to go inside to Wilcox. Wilcox has got Kendall Stanley open if she looks at her. And now Ledford finds her after Jamie Lynn gives it up to Ledford. If Jamie Lynn just kicks that to Kendall Stanley, she's wide open for a three.
Yeah, but I really think that at this point, Coach Green, she wants her offense to kind of work. You can see that because a lot of times these girls got open shots, and yet they pass them up. I think she really wants them to work through the offense.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just kind of take your time, work on some things. But on the flip side, Keith, if you're Nicole Perdue, the star mount into this blowout, what are you saying to your team?
Well, right now she's got a lot of players in there right now that are coming off the bench. And I think what she's using right now, she's using a lot of these kids right here to get some playing time. And somewhere down the line it's going to help them. Because she's got, like I said, she's got a lot of young players on this team.
Jamie Lynn back the other way and one through the contact. That'll make it 49-18 with the free and one free throw attempt coming here. Of course, our boys game coming up here in just a little bit. Should be a good one tonight between West Wilkes and Starmount, the two preseason favorites on the boys' side in this conference, and rightfully so. It's only fitting that this point in the year, Keith, both of them are 3-0 in the conference.
Well, they definitely are, and, you know, and it, you know, you say they're at the top of the conference, but, you know, you look at some of the West Wilkes wins, and, you know, I tell you the team that I really think that if they ever can get their act together, you know, they've lost a lot of real close games, and that's that East Wilkes Cardinal bunch.
Absolutely, and on the same side of that coin, Keith, could you not put East Wilkes and Elkin in the same category this year?
Yeah, I mean, they've lost a lot of overtime one-point games, and, you know, it once again shows the strength of the conference.
Yeah.
You know, within, from within.
Absolutely. You know, Elkin is a team that all Elkin needs to do is learn how to hit free throws, and they can win their games. I mean, that's been vocal and that's been obvious. If they can just learn to hit free throws, Elkin would have at least won two or three more games than what they've won this year. East Wilkes has just been on the wrong side of the stick. Thank Friday night, they only lost by 4 points to the Starmount boys bunch Friday night. East Wilkes did 67-63, I should say. So when East Wilkes plays that team tough, Elkin took this Starmount team to overtime. You look at West Wilkes, who had a good win by far. The Wilkes Central game was their best win that they've had so far this year Friday night. And then they've had their one-point wins over East Wilkes and Elkin. And you look at what else Starmount has done in the conference this year, the way they beat Elkin in overtime, beat East Wilkes by three. So overall, Keith, but both these teams come in battle-tested.
Well, they definitely do. And, you know, you got to believe that either coach really loved to be up 4-0 right here, especially with the way that the conference is shaping up.
And we got some ladies hit the deck hard. Jamie Lynn Wilcox, along with number 15, that is Taylor Payne, both hit the deck hard. Both of them hop up, seem like they're okay.
And I don't know if I can ever remember such parity as this year in the conference.
Yeah, are you talking about on the boys on the boys side? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, man, you've got West, you've got Starmount, you got Wilkes Central. I think North Wilkes, honestly, Keith, I think North Wilkes may be your most underrated team, because North Wilkes could have won a lot more of their games too as well. I mean, that team plays good defense.
Well, I mean, yeah, they do, and like you said, there's a lot. I mean, if I ain't mistaken, I don't believe there's been a lot of what I would call blowout.
No.
Every one of the games have been, you know, close. I think maybe Ash got blowed out one game, I think, maybe.
Ash has been the biggest surprise this year. This was a JV team for Ash who won a majority of their games last year, brought back a lot of athletes, and Austin Poe brought Dawson Cox up to the varsity roster this year. Keith, there's way too many athletes for that team not to be better than just the two or three wins that they have, I feel like.
Well, you know, that, like you said, they got great athletes, but for some reason they just can't seem to put it together.
Yeah.
But outside of Ashe County, I mean, you know, any of the other seven teams on any given night can win.
Absolutely. Here in this girls' game, a nice cut by Cheyenne Conch for an easy bucket for two. It is 55-20. Lady Blackhawks just having their way with the Lady Rams of Starmount. Under 4 minutes to play here in the fourth period. It is blowout city as Tana Seagraves looks for a deep two. She can't get it to go. Ball is out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Lady Blackhawks as for Starmount, number 32, Olivia Gwynn checks back in, and number 20, Skylar McPherson checks in for the Lady Blackhawks.
So now all your starters for the Blackhawks are on the bench except for Cheyenne Clonk.
Yeah. And I think Coach Green just leaving her in there more for purposes of having a big girl to guard with Gwynn. And a nice drive by Parker Childress, but she cannot finish. But back the other way with the basketball goes Caitlin Walker. And a three ball for number 14, Molly Mask. Makes it 55-22, 3:20 to play. Fourth period, clock continues to tick. Just taking their time as West Wilkes Childress dribbles above the half-court circle. Pressure comes up. She cuts to a cutting McPherson. She dips it off. Down goes to Conch in a corner. And now inside to Casey Triplett, and she's going to be fouled. And Triplett will hand to the free throw line with 3:05 to go here in this basketball game. One of the things Coach Green told me when I was talking to him before we came on the air tonight, Keith, he said they're going to have to get Jacob Brown going tonight because he's going to be just as key as Jackson Simpson is tonight with the guard play that they've got to go against.
Well, you know, the one thing I think that, like you said, I know Jacob Brown was kind of a non-entity, but the one thing Jacob Brown did, he controlled the game.
Yeah.
He may not have scored a lot of points, a lot of things you didn't see in the books and the stats, but Jacob Brown controlled the game and definitely set up the offense. So, you know, I think that's going to be a big part of that. And like you said about Jackson Stinson, I really believe that he could be the X factor in this game.
Oh, absolutely. Stinson, it's going to be a battle inside between Stinson and Denver Stokes, I think. And, you know, one of the things, Keith, that we saw in the Elkin game when we saw this Star Mount team play earlier in the year was Stokes doesn't necessarily like it when you get physical with him. Austin Longworth got Denver Stokes in foul trouble and ultimately got him to foul out, really got in his head, got him to do some off-the-wall things. Him being a player that already has shown that it's on film that he just doesn't like it when you get physical. In my opinion, Jackson Stinson's the guy you exactly want to have guarding him if you're Coach Scotty Green.
Well, you know, the other player, he didn't really – I mean – as far as scoring or anything, he wasn't much of a scoring factor, but I thought Childress played a pretty good ball game.
Absolutely.
He played within himself.
Miles Childress, yeah.
He set up some – he made some great passes and he was a good rebounder. He kind of did that the blue-collar type work.
I agree with you 100%. Does the rugged things that don't always get the most notice. And, two, a kid that was able to hit some key shots Friday night is a kid that if he gets hot tonight, he makes the case for being one of the best shooters in the gym when he's on fire, and that's Jaden Wentz.
Yeah. And, he's a player right there that, I thought he played a really good ball game against Central and that he played within himself. He didn't try to do too much. You know, sometimes – last year, we kind of seen Jaden Wentz kind of go off on his little old little tangent there. But, that's the biggest key, I think, about this West Wilkes team is the fact that nobody, at least the other night, went off on a tangent. They all played within themselves.
And they're going to have that again tonight. Team basketball going to be just as key in this matchup with Star Mount as it is in any game. And, too, Keith, if you want my opinion, it's what's also going to be key. A guy that Coach Green talked about, he said, you have Dezern and you have Wiles. He said, but a guy that kind of flies under the radar is Buddha Johnson and his athletic ability that he offers on the wing for Star Mount.
Well, another player is J-Mac Swain, simply because he's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah.
But we didn't see a lot out of him in the Elkin game. But, we've seen him in the past kind of go off. But, I still believe that as Eric Wiles goes, so goes Star Mount.
I agree with that statement. I agree. A lot of people point to Dezern, but, Keith, let's not forget how good Eric Wiles is. And, you come up with an interesting idea on how to defend Eric Wiles, and that's try to make him go left.
Yeah. Well, you don't want him to go
left. Make him go right, I should say.
He's a left-handed shooter. He loves to go to his left. Had the opportunity to be around him when he was in middle school, and he is a great player. And, you got to try to make him do something he's not very comfortable with. And, that's the one thing Elkin did not do, especially when it came crunch time. He continually drove to his left, and once he gets to his left, he's really, really hard to guard.
And with that, our girls' game going to go final here tonight. The final score, West Wilkes 64, Star Mount 27, a blowout win for the Lady Blackhawks, who get to 10-2 on the season and 3-1 in the conference. For Star Mount, they fall to 3-8, 1-3 in the conference. We got to take a break, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' game here tonight. It's a battle for first place between two undefeated conference teams. It's West Wilkes, it's Star Mount. It's coming your way next here on Hometown Christian Radio.
No setup fees, no artwork fees. From NNT's screen printing and embroidery, they can design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost. If you think of it, they will find a way to do it, including in-house embroidery work. Now offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. You'll get faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. NNT's Screen Printing and Embroidery, the official screen printer of 3WC Radio at 157 South Bridge Street in Elkin beside Combs Butcher Shop. 336-428-4744.
Ted, what are you doing?
Watching my old truck rust.
That's exciting. You know, it's not going to go away by itself. Take the thing on over to Impact Collision Center. Service starts the moment you walk through the door. They coordinate insurance claims, arrange rentals, and give computerized estimates. They do frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing and detailing, and satisfaction is guaranteed.
And they do body work?
Not on you, but yeah, on a car or truck. Just truck on in to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro, or call 667-4859.
Wilkes Communications is humble and proud to team up with Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes to help restock their food shelves. Right now, when you add or upgrade to Wilkes Internet and donate $10 in cash or food, Wilkes Communications will quadruple your donation, giving you a $40 bill credit. So help feed the hungry and get the internet speed you need for all your devices. Call 336-973-3103 or visit wilkes.net to learn more. The offer ends 229.
For all your insurance needs, it's Deal Insurance. Offering home, automobile, life, commercial, and health insurance, they deal with several companies, including Erie, and will do your insurance shopping for you to obtain the best rate possible. The number one product they offer at Deal Insurance is service. And while you're at it, ask them about their God One Church Insurance. Call them today for a free quote. 336-838-3838, 810 North Moravian Street, beside the Flowers Bread Store in Wilkesboro. Deal Insurance.
Miller Funeral Service offers advanced planning. Locally owned and operated since 1952, they believe in the importance of community. Miller Funeral Service continues to offer affordable prices to meet the needs of the community. Traditional burial packages start at only $39.95, with cremation packages starting at just $11.95. Locally owned, excellent care, affordable prices are all a part of the Miller Funeral Service commitment to you. Find out more on their website, millerfuneralservice.com, located at 180 Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro. Call Miller Funeral Service at 336-838-3104.
Tri-County Orthopedic and Sports Medicine wants to help you get back to the activities that you love to do, offering comprehensive care, including the latest non-surgical treatments. An affiliate of Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, Tri-County is the region's trusted source for orthopedic care for over 25 years. We offer same-day and next-day appointments at one of our four locations in Elkin, Mount Airy, Jonesville, and Sparta. For more information or to make an appointment, Tri-County Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, please contact us at 336-526-4500.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us and go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Blue Ridge Tractor 176, Old North Carolina Highway 268 in Wilkesboro.
On sale now, the Husqvarna 20-inch chainsaw, 372 XP bar and chain for just $825 plus tax. This is a cash price sale at the Logger Shop. Leaf blowers and backpacks are available, and they are ready to assist you with service. Call 336-973-4242 for more information or check out their website at loggershop.com. Don't miss this great saving opportunity on chainsaws at the Logger Shop, 5875 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
Hey there, folks. I'm John for my friends at the Speedy Chef on North Bridge Street in Elkin. How long have I been going to the Speedy Chef? Well, they've been in business over 50 years, and they're hometown proud. My parents took me there when I was a little boy, and you know what? I'm taking my kids there now. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, delicious sandwiches and plates, ice cream and milkshakes. You know, people eat at the Speedy Chef because the food is great. They're at 685 North Bridge Street in Elkin. Call them for takeouts, 336-835-4403.
Skyline National Bank is excited to bring you a great banking experience with the local can-do bankers you know and trust. They are embracing the opportunity to become this community's biggest fan and best financial partner. Come by one of their branches or learn more about them at skylinenationalbank.com or call 336-903-4948. Together, the sky's the limit. Skyline National Bank, always their best. Member FDIC.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net.
or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Welcome back to the Creek here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we are ready for high school basketball. It's the West Wilkes Blackhawks and the Star Mount Rams going into battle here tonight. It's a battle for first place in the Mountain Valley 1A, 2A conference. And I tell you what, Keith Bryan, our top two teams in this conference on the boys' side preseason going into the year, and so far they've both lived up to those honors. And I tell you what, it's a battle. You know, Star Mount on their roster shows that they go pretty deep. But, Keith, I promise you, this roster to me is set up to fool a lot of people. They go nowhere near as deep as the bodies they have available.
Well, and you know, things may have changed since that game at Elkin. But against Elkin, I mean, they went basically seven players.
That's it.
And that's it. I mean, we never saw nobody else get off the bench. You know, when it came down to crunch time, it was all Eric Wiles. And Eric Wiles definitely one that I thought he was the big key factor for the Rams. And you know, like I said, Eric, you know, Trey DeZern is a good shooter. But, I mean, when it comes down to crunch time, the one player that wants the ball in his hands, and that's Eric Wiles. And, you know, I know you asked me earlier today, how would you defend Star Mount? I play a box and one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how Coach Green sees that, but I'd put my best defender on Eric Wiles, and I'd force him to go right. And, you know, if he beats me, he beats me. But you can't let the player do what he really wants to do, and that's to go left.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is a kid in Eric Wiles that can absolutely gash an opposing team's defense. Not to steal a football reference, but it's also true in basketball, too. This young man is a driver. He's a facilitator. He will drive inside on you and finish no matter what kind of blanket you put on him. He is just that kind of ball player. And I really feel like Eric Wiles is a kid, Keith. Along with Trey DeZern, both these guys are going to be playing basketball at the next level a year from now.
Well, they could very well be. I mean, I know, like I said, Eric has really worked at his game. He actually played when I coached at Elkin. He actually played at Elkin. And that particular Elkin team was undefeated. And so that was – can you imagine putting Eric Wiles out there with Austin Longworth and all them boys
and
right
Shane
there?
Shane Price and all those boys. So, yeah, absolutely. You would have a real clear-headed team there, but with those guys, that is for sure and for certain. But we're getting closer to action here tonight in the West Wilkes student section. They were out in full force behind us against Wilkes Central on Friday night, and they are out in full force tonight. They've got fat heads of faculty members here. They've got their flags. They've got their letters. They've got their marker boards with stuff written on it. Keith, one thing about it, the atmosphere for basketball at this school is at an all-time high.
It definitely is, and, you know, that this school has really needed something to kind of ignite it, if you will. You know, they've had a few lean years on the football side. And, you know, up until last year, they were kind of lean on the basketball side. And basically, it's been Drew Ward and his baseball team.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just don't generate the same excitement as football or basketball does.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, now with this basketball program, the way they have lit a fuse for excitement here out of this boys' basketball program, they are out in full force supporting this group. Coach Scotty Green has been a head guy kind of to lead that. He wants the student section to go everywhere they go, home and away. He encourages them to show up. He is as big an advocate for the West Wilkes student section that they have, and it is showing here tonight the way they are packed in and ready to go. We got to take one last break here tonight. When we come back, we'll get your starting lineups, and we'll get ready for tip-off here at the Creek between Star Mount and West Wilkes.
Rock Creek IGA Marketplace is Wilkes County's only locally owned and operated grocery store with a fully serviced meat department that is staffed from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily with fresh meat cut and ground. Veterans get a 10% off discount on Thursdays, and seniors get 10% off on Tuesdays. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturdays and 8 to 9 on Sundays. It's Rock Creek IGA Marketplace, 4913 Elkin Highway 268 in North Wilkesboro.
Wilkesboro Mini Golf and Games and Arcade will reopen in March. However, if you wish to have a birthday party or celebration using their 23 modern and vintage video games, give Barry a call at 336-957-0877. Barry also has openings in the Wilkesboro Mini Warehouse that have great lighting and surveillance cameras. Located beside Cagney's, 1302 Pennell Street, Wilkesboro, call Wilkesboro Mini Golf Games and Arcade for more information. Wilkesboro Mini Golf Games and Arcade, Pennell Street, Wilkesboro.
Where can you go 24 hours a day to get that car cleaned up? It's Ride with Pride Car Wash, 708 River Street in Wilkesboro across from Tyson, and 580 Independence Avenue in North Wilkesboro, offering the Razor Edge touchless automatics. Also at 1339 North Bridge Street and 230 Standard Street in Elkin, with six self-service bays, offering you affordable car washes and vacuums too. Offering the high-quality cleaning solutions and equipment. Get the dirt, the grime, and the grit off your vehicle at Ride with Pride Car Wash.
From game day to every day, the specialists at Wake Forest Baptist Health Orthopedics West Park can get you past your pain or injury and back to doing what you love. We are also proud to be the official sports medicine provider for Wilkes County High Schools. Whether it's an ache, a break, or a serious injury, game time, or play time, we can get you and your family back to being active. Call 336-903-7845 or visit wakehealth.edu/sportsmedicine.
This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 100.1 FM. And now for Eastern Wilkes County and Elkin, the new 103.5 FM, Hometown Christian Radio.
And welcome back to West Wilkes High School. The starting lineups being introduced. First, for the visiting Starmount Rams, it's Eric Wiles, J-Max Swain, Trey DeZern, Buddha Johnson, and Denver Stokes. The same starting five we saw at Elkin back before Christmas. And now the starting five for the home team, the West Wilkes Blackhawks. It's Jacob Brown. Also, you got number five, Jackson Jarvis. Number 12, Miles Childress. Jaden Wentz in there. And then Jackson Stinson, the man in the middle. Two similar looking starting lineups. A little bit of a size advantage maybe given to Starmount. But outside of that, Keith, these are two teams ready to get at it here tonight. Starmount does have a few more players on their bench this time around than what we saw back at Elkin before Christmas. But the key is, will they use more?
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, we like I said, at this point in the season, we saw them in, probably pre-Christmas, and you know that they were still trying to find their way. So you got to believe, will they go more than seven deep?
So here we go, Buddha Johnson and Jackson Stinson in the middle to jump this ball up, and the tip is controlled by Jackson Jarvis, who gives it off to Jacob Brown, and we are underway here tonight in Miller's Creek.
Starmount starting at a man-to-man.
Childress with a basketball. A cutting Stinson dishes it out to Jarvis. Tries to go back inside to Stinson. And it's stolen away by Trey DeZern. Back the other way comes Eric Wiles through the contact. And it's 2-0 Starmount just like that. Jarvis brings the ball up the court. Gives it to Wentz. Over to Jacob Brown on the corner. Brown gives it up to Jarvis. Jarvis on the left wing. Goes left corner to Wentz. Wentz kicks it up to Childress. Childress a deep two. He strips it. And we're knotted up at two apiece. J-Max Swain back the other way. Cross-court pass to Buddha Johnson inside. Good defense by Childress. Rebound comes down to Jaden Wentz. Wentz weaving his way through the defense. Passes it up to Childress, who gets it to Jarvis. Jarvis on the left wing. Moves back top of the key to Stinson. Stinson left corner three through the contest.
Wentz.
Yeah, Jaden Wentz missed everything that go around. DeZern back the other way, has his shot blocked. Gives it up to Eric Wiles. Wiles looks to cut, bounces it out to J-Max for an open three. No. Rebound comes down to Miles Childress. Jacob Brown the other way, 6.5 to go. First period, 2-2 ball game here early in Miller's Creek. Jackson Stinson down low, kicks it up to Childress. Childress looks to drive, now kicks it back to Jarvis right side. Jarvis goes over to Stinson. A nice hop step by Stinson. He can't finish. Denver Stokes the rebound. That was a good move by Stinson.
Yeah, I like that. Great job of attacking the basket that time by Stinson.
Trey DeZern with the basketball. DeZern taking his time, gives it up to Eric Wiles. Wiles in the corner here in front of us to J-Max. Goes back up to the wing. Looking to work the ball around the perimeter for three. It's Trey DeZern. Knocks one in from the right wing, and it's 5-2 Rams. 5:44 ticking, first period clock. Childress with a basketball for the Blackhawks. Works the ball around at Stinson on the right wing. Goes back top of the key to Jarvis. Jarvis looking to do something with the basketball. Still has it top of the key. Now gives it up to Stinson. Goes to Wentz. Wentz looks to drive. Kick out. A three by Childress. No. Rebound comes down to Jackson Jarvis. Jarvis up top to Wentz. Ball's kicked. And it will stay Blackhawk basketball. 5-2 early here, first period. 5:15 to go. Starmount with the lead. Miles Childress to inbound the basketball. Childress gets it into Stinson. Stinson loses it, but Jacob Brown's able to get a hold of it. Brown with the basketball. West Wilkes running their offense here as Jarvis comes up and gets it. Now dishes it off to Childress. Childress kicks to Wentz. Wentz goes to Stinson. Double team comes. Stinson turns, finds Wentz. Jarvis top of the key. Jarvis drives in. Stinson for three. No. He hit that shot Friday night at Wilkes Central.
Yeah, but I still don't really believe that's the shot they need.
And now Buddha Johnson inside gets a two to go in transition, and it's 7-2 Starmount. Jackson Jarvis with the basketball. Jarvis in the left corner dumps it down inside to Jacob Brown. Brown and J-Max going at each other. Jaden Wentz dishes it off to Jarvis, who works in. Now goes to Stinson. He drives. Kicks out to Wentz. Wentz back to Stinson on Stokes. Passes out of it. Childress for three. Yes! Miles Childress gets it to go, and he's got all five of the Blackhawk points. 7-5. Eric Wiles with the basketball goes to Trey DeZern. DeZern with it. Rams nursing a here midway through the first period. A cutting Buddha Johnson inside to Stokes. He finishes through the contact. It's 9-5. Starmount with the lead. Childress in transition dips it off to Stinson. Stinson pulls it back up and goes to Jarvis top of the key. Jarvis over to Jacob Brown. Thought about the three. Loses it but then gets it back. Brown working hard. Dishes it off to Wentz. Wentz kicks out. Childress thought about another three. Goes to Stinson in the corner. Stinson going to dribble it up inside. A running floater for Stinson is good. Stinson pulling out all the stops here these last couple of games for the Blackhawks. It's 9-7 Rams. J-Max Swain with the ball in transition. Looks to drive. It's stolen away. Miles Childress goes behind his back. Passes it up. And we have got a foul on Starmount. The foul is going to be on number two, Eric Wiles. That's his first. Team first. That is the first overall foul here tonight. It comes at the 3:12 mark of the first period. Jaden Wentz with the basketball. 9-7. Blackhawks trail. He goes to Stinson, top of the key. Stinson works it over to Jarvis. Now to Wentz. Back up top, Jacob Brown. Quick trigger three. Yes, bottom of the barrel. And it's 10-9. Blackhawks have the lead with 2:50 to go first period. What a quick trigger shot from Jacob Brown. That was just a smart shot selection. That is his shot, Keith.
Yeah, that's the one shot. And J-Max Lane just jumped off of him, allowed him to be wide open on that shot.
And now DeZern with a basketball top of the key. Jarvis is guarding him. He comes out to apply a little pressure. 2.5 minutes to go, first period. Wiles baseline, double team comes. He kicks out DeZern. DeZern passes through some contact. J-Max looks to drive, throws up a wild shot. Rebound Stinson. I tell you what, Jackson Stinson got just enough body to cause J-Max to have to change his way. Jacob Brown baseline, kicks out Childress. Jarvis now goes to Wentz. Corner three, beautiful team basketball. Cannot get the shot to fall, though, but that was great job working that ball around the perimeter. And now Eric Wiles back the other way. 2 minutes to go, first period. And now the ball stolen away by Miles Childress. That's his second steal here in this first period. Jaden Wentz back the other way, weaving his way through. A runner over Stokes is good. And it is 12-9 West Wilkes. And Rocky Horton wants to take a timeout with 1:47 to go first period. We're back after this on Hometown Christian Radio.
Find groundbreaking prices and style at Badcock Home Furniture and More, plus upgrade select mattress sets for just $1. Or save 30% on all Signature flat and power mattress sets, all with zero down, 0% interest for 24 months. And no credit refused. Come visit Badcock Home Furniture and More in Elkin and tell us your New Year's resolution for free delivery. Offers valid through January 13, 2020. See store for complete details.
And welcome back to the Creek here tonight. 12-9 our score. West Wilkes has grabbed the lead over Starmount with 1:47 to go in our first period. Starmount with the basketball. Trey DeZern going to walk it up. West Wilkes applying some pressure. Not going to make it easy on the Rams. J-Max Swaim out there around that half-court circle. Austin Triplett is checked into the game. The first sub of the night as DeZern left open for three and an air ball. That is a rare miss for Trey DeZern. It is an air ball.
Well, one thing West has done, they went to a 1-3-1 zone, and they were playing man-to-man, and Starmount was getting way too many shots inside. So a great job by...
And Jarvis is trying to beat the press himself. He cannot do that. J-Max Swaim with a steal and a layup for two. And now Austin Triplett throws the ball away. A bad pass way over the head of Jacob Brown. And now the Starmount press is giving West Wilkes a little bit of trouble. Keith, when Wilkes Central went to this same style press Friday night, that's when West Wilkes started turning the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one thing. Both teams really had a hard time competing against the press.
And now Eric Wiles left open for three. That is off the side of the rim. A tough battle for the rebound. Trey DeZern collides with Jackson Jarvis, and there's going to be a foul on Jackson Jarvis. That is his first foul, first team foul for the Blackhawks with 48 seconds left here in the first period. And that's going to bring number 24, Dylan Miller, into the game for Jackson Jarvis. And now another three for DeZern. That time it is bottoms, and he holds the three up to the crowd as he goes back down the court. And it's 14-12. And now West Wilkes cannot get the ball above half court, and it's a five.
He called timeout.
Scotty Green going to burn a timeout. West Wilkes is having all sorts of trouble getting this ball above half court. They have seen their lead fall apart here. They now trail 14-12. What was a 12-7 lead just about 60 seconds worth of clock time ago is now a 14-12 deficit. And Keith, it's all because the press of Starmount's broke out into.
Well, not so much the press as they've quit moving. They're standing around. And that's Coach Green's very, very adamant about that. When they came into the huddle, he basically told them they got to move.
Yeah.
They can't stand around. And because Starmount right now, they're playing with a little more passion.
33 seconds left. Here in the first period, Jacob Brown with a basketball. Keith, if you're West Wilkes here, do you try to hold for the final shot of the quarter?
Well, if you got a good shot inside like that right there.
Stinson just misses it over Eric Wiles. Starmount back the other way. It's J-Max Swaim with a basketball. Cross-court pass. Goes to Buddha Johnson for a deep two, and he swishes it. 16-12, and here comes the Starmount press. Austin Triplett with the basketball, gives it up to Dylan Miller, and now to Childress. Now to Triplett. Triplett to Childress. Childress going to throw up a half-court prayer, and he can't get it to go. And just like that, it is 16-12 Starmount at the end of one. Back after this on Hometown Christian Radio.
Come see what's hot on the lot at Carolina Auto Sales. They offer a variety of pre-owned vehicles with low mileage and some on-the-lot financing. You will find reasonable prices, and they are locally owned and operated by Randy Dow. Check out their Facebook page. Call 336-838-4188 for more information, or better yet, come see what's hot on the lot at Carolina Auto Sales of Wills. 516 Elkin Highway in North Wilkesboro. Proudly serving Wilkes County for over 22 years. Carolina Auto Sales.
When it comes to getting a home mortgage these days, things can get pretty complicated. I'm Alice Blankenship, Branch Manager for Piedmont Federal's North Wilkesboro office. At Piedmont Federal, we believe in a straightforward, common-sense approach with minimal fees and closing costs. From the time you apply for a home loan through your closing and beyond, we are with you every step of the way to answer your questions and simplify the process. What's more, we service your loan right here at home, so stop by and see us. Live local, bank local at Piedmont Federal.
And welcome back here to West Wilkes High School. 16-12, your score. And Starmount's going to start this second period with the basketball and a four-point lead over the Blackhawks. We do have a girls' final score in the North Wilkes Elkin game, Keith. North Wilkes victorious over Elkin, 45-35. And now Wiles with the basketball for Starmount gives it up to J-Max Swain. And now a three from Dezern off the side of the rim. Buddha Johnson gets the rebound. And Starmount going to set back up the offense. Eric Wiles, cross-court pass to Zern. Thought about another three, gives a pump fake. And now they go back to J-Max for a three, and that one is off. Rebound comes down to Jackson Stinson. Keith, Starmount's yet to really sub in this game.
No, I mean, they're basically going with an iron five.
And Dylan Miller gets that shot to go. 16-14. Keith, the longer Starmount waits to sub, the more this game favors West Wilkes, in my opinion.
Well, and, you know, if you're Coach Green, you're continually, if I'm Coach Green, I'm continually pushing the ball.
And now, trying to work the ball inside, Buddha Johnson, double team comes, stolen away by Dylan Miller. Good defense by the Blackhawks. And now Dawson Osborne going to bring the ball up the court. Osborne pulls it back.
I tell you, I was impressed with that young man the other night.
Absolutely. Really plays bigger than his stature on the court, that's for sure. Jacob Brown gives it up to Austin Triplett. Triplett kicks it out to Jacob Brown. Brown, a cutting Stinson inside. Yes! Beautiful work by Jackson Stinson. And we got a knotted up ball game at 16-16. 6.5 to go, first half. J-Max Swain with the basketball. Gives it up to Trey Dezern. Dezern cross-court pass to Eric Wiles. A deep three, no. Rebound comes down to Jacob Brown, and Buddha Johnson fouls him. So, that's going to be the second team foul, and now Starmount going to do some substituting. Number 32, Braden Reinhart, and also number 0, Xavier King. Two guys we did not see in the Elkin game, Keith.
Well, let's see if they go more than seven. That's seven right there.
And now the press once again. It's given West Wilkes fits. Austin Triplett has it. Triplett going to go up to Stinson. They get it across half court. Good job. They beat it with a pass. Dawson Osborne thought about the three. Gives it up to Stinson, who drives. Jacob Brown with it to Dawson Osborne. A deep three. Yes! Bottoms for number one. Dawson Osborne, and it's 19-16 Blackhawks, under 6 to go in the first half. Trey Dezern with the basketball. Gives it up to Xavier King. Cross court back to Dezern. Back to King for three, and he misses. Rebound, Jacob Brown. Dawson Osborne in transition goes to Austin Triplett. Triplett to Stinson. Stinson. A nice cut inside by Miller. Miller goes back to Stinson, back up to Brown. A deep three. Oh, off the front of the rim. Dezern gets it, goes to Wiles. Wiles loses it, but maintains possession somehow. Unbelievable work by Eric Wiles. Dezern with Stinson all in his grill, able to finish that shot. And it's 19-18. The Blackhawk lead is trimmed down to one with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Austin Triplett with the basketball now. For the Blackhawks, on the offensive end, goes Dylan Miller in the left corner. A cutting Stinson on the block. Stinson turning through the contact. Yes! 21-18 Blackhawks. 4:47 to go, second period. Xavier King brings the ball up. The court gives it to Reinhardt. And now goes back to Dezern to set up the offense, who goes to King, top of the key. King goes over to Wiles on the right perimeter. Goes to a cutting Dezern, 15-foot jumper, no. Ball knocked up, and the rebound comes down to Braden Reinhardt. And now King carries the basketball, and it's another Starmount turnover. Keith, what do you got in the turnover differential so far?
Well, Starmount with four, West Wilkes with three. So both teams taking very good care of the ball.
21-18 Blackhawks, 4.5 to go in the first half. Austin Triplett with it. Goes to Dawson Osborne. They beat the press with a good pass. And now a cut inside to Stinson. Beautifully done. Team basketball to the purest degree. And it's 23-18 Blackhawks. And now Reinhardt in the corner. The trap comes. And we got a foul.
See if they call it on Stinson.
You think that was a bailout call, Key? That looked to be all ball from our vantage point. Yeah. What do you think? I thought it was a good defensive trap.
Yeah, that foul was
number 11.
24. That's on Dylan Miller.
His first, team second. DeZern goes to Reinhardt. And it's stolen away by Austin Triplett. Beautifully done. And now Dawson Osborne nearly has his pocket picked. Gives it up to Austin Triplett. Triplett over to Dylan Miller. Miller to Brown. Brown a fadeaway two. Yes! He come off the pick and roll, off the ball, and stripped it right in the face of the defense. And Rocky Horton wants another timeout with 3:38 to go in the first half. It's Blackhawks 25, Starmount 18.
Carter & Kirk Paving Incorporated of Jonesville is a family-owned and operated business servicing the areas of Wilkes, Yadkin, and Surrey counties in North Carolina with a complete range of paving contractor services. When we were looking to get our driveway tar and graveled, we called Carter & Kirk, and they did an amazing job. They offer asphalt paving, tar and gravel, patching, pavement marking, resurfacing, seal coating, and much more. Call them at 336-835-3310. Carter & Kirk Paving Incorporated.
And welcome back to Miller's Creek. 25-18. That was West Wilkes that took that 30-second timeout, not Starmount. So we apologize for that right before the break. Trey DeZern gives it to Buddha Johnson in transition. Dumps it down to Denver Stokes. And it's going to be another turnover as Dylan Miller, the gutsiness. And Keith, the student section for West Wilkes, is getting to Denver Stokes. He just turned around as he marched back down the court yapping at the student section. Keith, well, we said it pregame, this young man, you can get in his head.
Well, the best thing is that hustle play by Dylan Miller.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's what really ignites not only Coach Green but the crowd as well.
And now Jaden Wentz with the basketball. Wentz. Sliding through the defense. Dishes it off. Beautifully done. Childress inside.
That was Stinson. Oh, no, that was Childress.
Yeah, that was Mason Childress. Stinson's on the bench. A much-deserved rest, mind you. Starmount back the other way with a bucket. Makes it 27-20. Jaden Wentz with a basketball. Wentz gives it up to Childress. Childress to Wentz. Top of the key. Wentz putting on a dribbling exhibition. Hands it off to Jacob Brown. Brown to Wentz on the right perimeter. Goes to a cutting Austin Triplett. Back out to Wentz. A deep three. No. Rebound comes down to Eric Wiles. Wiles with the basketball. Gives it to DeZern. DeZern to J-Max. To Buddha down low. Looks to go inside to Stokes, and he's fouled by Mason Childress. So the first on him. 13 foul for the Blackhawks. Denver Stokes at the line, shooting two. Stokes gets it to go. As Stokes looks for his second of two, and he misses it. 27-21, under 2.5 to go, first half. Jacob Brown with the basketball. Brown gives it up to Childress. Mason Childress kicks it up to Austin Triplett. Triplett drives to the hoop, and he can't finish. Eric Wiles back the other way. And he can't finish. Ball tapped up, tapped around. Childress the rebound, and we got a push. Let's see if that's on Denver Stokes.
Yeah.
It is.
It's his first. Team's third. Tell you, a very cleanly played game so far, I think, on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. Childress with the basketball in the left corner. That's Mason Childress. Jaden Wentz with it. Looks to drive. Nice dribble move. Open three for Dylan Miller. No. Rebound, Jacob Brown. Miller back with the putback. Gets it to go. Beautiful team basketball. And Coach Green likes what he sees as he walks back up the sideline here. 29-21 Blackhawks. Discern an open three. Yes.
That's the one player. You cannot leave that young man open.
No. Jaden Wentz. To Austin Triplett. To Jacob Brown. Brown looking to drive. Gives it up to Childress. Childress goes off in the corner to Jaden Wentz. Dips it down to Brown. Back up to Austin Triplett. Closing in on 60 seconds left here in the first half. In low, Childress. Wentz in the corner. Looks to drive. Kick out to Triplett. To Dylan Miller for a deep two. No. Rebound comes down to Trey Dezern. Under a minute to go. First half. Wide open. Wiles in transition. He misses the dunk. And he gets it and puts it back. I tell you, he went for the dunk and he missed it, but he was able to get his own rebound and put it back up and in. I think it kind of shocked everybody.
He showed a lot of athleticism, that's for sure.
Childress thought about the three, now gives it up. Dylan Miller with it, 30 seconds to go here in our first half. Jaden Wentz thought about the deep three, looks to drive in, now back out to Miller. Miller to Triplett, in the corner to Mason Childress. Childress working it around, dumps it to Wentz, an open three. Jaden Wentz from downtown. 32-26 Blackhawks, 15 seconds left, first half. Dessert brings the ball up. Gives it to J-Max. Over to Eric Wiles, an open three. No. Rebound comes down to Jaden Wentz. Wentz up the court to Triplett. Triplett is going to get it to go at the buzzer. Austin Triplett and the Blackhawks have themselves an awesome lead here at the halftime break, 34-26. Austin Triplett gets it done from one end of the baseline to the other, and the Blackhawks have an eight-point lead as we head to the halftime break. Wilkes Communications Halftime Show starts now.
Wilkes Communications is humble and proud to team up with Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes to help restock their food shelves. Right now, when you add or upgrade to Wilkes Internet and donate $10 in cash or food, Wilkes Communications will quadruple your donation, giving you a $40 bill credit. So help feed the hungry and get the internet speed you need for all your devices. Call 336-973-3103 or visit wilkes.net to learn more. The offer ends 2/29/20.
Living starts here, the town of North Wilkesboro, where they are your place to live, worship, work, shop, and play. Shop local and shop downtown North Wilkesboro, from hardware to furniture, clothing, flowers, antiques, food, entertainment, and much more. Shop local, shop the town of North Wilkesboro, your place to live, worship, work, shop, and play. Living starts here. It's the town of North Wilkesboro.
Enjoy the $2 buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit and the $2 bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit served all day at McDonald's. Love their 2 for $5 deal, choosing a Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, 10-piece chicken McNugget, or fish sandwich. You can love a lot for a little at McDonald's, Highway 421 in Wilkesboro and Highway 18 in North Wilkesboro. McDonald's open 24 hours and a proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports. I'm loving
it. Just Say Foods, a family-owned and North Carolina-based company since 1917, is serving you locally from 340 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro. Supporting local growers is very important to Just Say, and they want to bring the harvest to your table in their hometown atmosphere of a grocery store. Check them out online at JustSayFoods.com or stop in and shop at 340 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro. Just Say Foods, shopping, it makes perfect sense.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to Miller's Creek here tonight. Wilkes Communications Halftime Show underway. The Blackhawks on a furious run to end that first half, 34-26. The Blackhawks have the lead at the halftime break, and we're being joined here at the broadcast table tonight by Coach Allie Green, the head coach of the West Wilkes Lady Blackhawks. And Coach, win number 10 on the season came tonight with your win over Starmount, and you got back into the win column in conference play after Friday night's tough loss to Wilkes Central. What did you see out there tonight, I think you saw a good taste of how good this girls' team can really be for you tonight against Starmount.
Yeah, our intensity was much better tonight. We focused a little more on our game plan and just kept our defensive intensity up, and that turned into some offense, and we did a good job putting the ball in the hole from the outside tonight too.
Well, one young lady that you know, obviously when you talk about this girls team, you know, Jamie Lynn and Carson Ledford, those girls automatically get their spotlight, but one young lady I've been impressed with is your freshman Parker Childress, a young lady who really moves the ball well. Doesn't look like that she's too young for the varsity moments. I'm sure that's one of the reasons that you brought her up. She looks like she sees the floor very well as well for a freshman out there at the varsity level. Just kind of talk about her and what she brings to the table.
Well, Parker does a great job in a lot of areas, and she doesn't play like a freshman. She has a lot of experience outside of school basketball and her travel ball, and has some great coaches in that too. And, you know, she has the ability to handle the ball for us some. She has the ability to put the ball. She has a great outside shot, and she can take the ball to the hole, so she really is a triple threat. And you know, when the people are concentrating on Jamie Lynn and Carson, you know, they kind of leave Parker out there, and she knocks it down.
Absolutely. Well, what do you think after, I know, to kind of touch on just a little bit on Friday night, what we saw in the Wilkes Central game. It was a game through three quarters, you couldn't ask for things to not go the way you was wanting them to go. Your ladies played well, but what do you think was the difference maker down the stretch in that fourth quarter Friday night against Wilkes Central?
Well, we missed a lot of free throws, a lot of layups, easy putbacks. And our foul trouble, you know, we've got to be smarter on the defensive end with our fouling. You know, we want the intensity, but it's got to come with our feet, not with our hands and reaching. And I think that's what turned the table. We got into some foul trouble and just couldn't overcome it.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, great job on getting back in the win column tonight. Always fun to come up here and watch your Lady Blackhawks play whenever we get a chance to come up here and have you guys on the road. Best of luck. We look forward to talking to you again this season as it rolls on. And here's to hopefully getting back to a few more W's in a row for the Lady Blackhawk bunch.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Coach Allie Green talking with us here on the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. We'll get you ready for second half coverage between West Wilkes and Starmount coming up right after this.
The history of Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home goes back almost 100 years and touches generations of families in Wilkes and surrounding counties. They have a state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro, as well as a full-service monument company. Scenic Memorial Gardens is also there for you with their beautiful chapel mausoleum and cemetery facility. Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home, Scenic Memorial Gardens, and Rain Sturdivant Monument Company, a proud part of Wilkes County and a supporter of high school sports here on 3WC.
At Blue Ridge Energy, we want to help you stay comfortable all year long while saving as much money as possible at the same time. One easy way is to install a programmable thermostat. Also, make sure your ceiling fans are set to blow down in the summer and to blow up in the winter. Change your HVAC filters on a regular basis. And finally, keep your garage door down and your barn door shut, if you know what I mean. Seriously, nobody needs to see that. For 101 easy ways to save energy, visit BlueRidgeEnergy.com/101.
Holy moly, I need a new set of tires.
No joke. Ted, going over to Royals Mustang, Jay is an authorized Cooper Tire dealer, but he can also hook you up with any other brand of tire you want.
Where's he located?
Right there at 167 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro.
Hot dog, let's head over there now. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Ted, while we're there, let's go ahead and fill up the car too, because Royals has 100% ethanol-free pure gas.
Well, I'll be. My car is going to be like new with new tires and pure gas from Royals Mustang.
That's the point.
Let's roll.
No setup fees, no artwork fees from N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery. They can design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost. If you think of it, they will find a way to do it, including in-house embroidery work. now offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. You'll get faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. NNT's Screen Printing and Embroidery, the official screen printer of 3WC Radio at 157 South Bridge Street in Elkin beside Combs Butcher Shop. 336-428-4744.
Ted, what are you doing?
Watching my old truck rust.
That's exciting. You know, it's not going to go away by itself. Take the thing on over to Impact Collision Center. Service starts the moment you walk through the door. They coordinate insurance claims, arrange rentals, and give computerized estimates. They do frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing and detailing, and satisfaction is guaranteed.
And they do body work?
Not on you, but yeah, on a car or truck. Just truck on in to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro, or call 667-4859.
Wilkes Communications is humble and proud to team up with Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes to help restock their food shelves. Right now, when you add or upgrade to Wilkes Internet and donate $10 in cash or food, Wilkes Communications will quadruple your donation, giving you a $40 bill credit. So help feed the hungry and get the internet speed you need for all your devices. Call 336-973-3103 or visit wilkes.net to learn more. The offer ends 2/29/20.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to Miller's Creek as we are ready for second half coverage of basketball here between West Wilkes and Starmount. We want to thank Coach Allie Green for talking with us there on the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. And Keith, I tell you what, if West Wilkes can play the second half the way they played the last 2 minutes of that first half, then they're going to find themselves at 4-0 in the conference, I believe.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is Eric Wiles with only 4 points. Of course, Dre Zerns picked up the scoring slack for the Starmount, but I thought they've done a great job on Eric Wiles getting a hand in his face and everything like that. And that's the one thing they're going to have to continue to be the team that moves the ball and gets that ball down in the paint.
And starting out in the second half of the basketball is West Wilkes. It's Jaden Wentz who gets a screen from Stinson. Wentz rolls through it. Stinson open down low, and he gets it to go. Just like that, 36-26. It's a 2-point, or I mean, I should say a 10-point lead for the Blackhawks. Dezern with the basketball. Goes right wing to Wiles. Wiles to Dezern, top of the key, inside to Denver Stokes, and he finishes. 36-28. Just underway in the second half.
And that's the one thing about a 1-3-1. If Stokes can get inside on the rotation, he could present a problem.
Jacob Brown with a basketball. Brown goes to Wentz. Wentz looking to drive, kicks out to Brown. Stinson gets it on the block, kick out to Jaden Wentz. Wentz driving. Deep two from Stinson, it's way off. He missed everything. He knew as soon as he left his hands that it was off. Back the other way, Buddha Johnson finishes in transition, and Starmount's cut it down to six. 36-30 is your score. Jacob Brown with the basketball. Goes to Stinson. Stinson gives it up to Jackson Jarvis. Jarvis to Stinson. Stinson inside, passes out of his shot. Jaden Wentz for three, no. And we got an over-the-back foul on Jacob Brown. Keith, do you feel West Wilkes is settling just a little bit for those three-pointers?
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing we saw last year. They have a tendency to kind of fall in love with that shot. And Jacob Brown, we got to get him offensively. We got to get him in the game.
Buddha Johnson gives it to Dezern for three. He misses it. Rebound comes down to J-Max Swain. J-Max pulls it out for a 15-footer, and he strips it. 36-32, Starmount, who just a minute ago trailed by 10, has now cut it to four. Wentz with it. On the block to Stinson. Stinson looking to do something with it. Passes it up top of the key to Jackson Jarvis. Stinson, top of the key. Gives it up. Jacob Brown looking to drive through the defense and one. Is it on Dezern or J-Max? count it. Did he hold up a three?
Number three, yeah.
That's J-Max Swain. That's his first. Team first in the second half. This to make it a seven-point game if Jacob Brown can knock this free throw down. And he does. I tell you, Keith, just good team basketball. Westbrook's taking their time offensively and finding a smart shot attempt. That's when this team is at their best.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, that I was good to see. We've seen Jacob Brown many times pass up good plays, but he needs to be offensively. He needs to get more offensive in this game.
And we got a foul.
That's going to be on Stinson, I believe.
Yep, number 30. That is his first, team second here in the second half. As Eric Wiles gets that free throw to go. And the second. And it rims out. It does everything but go down. 39-33. It's a six-point game. Stinson sets a screen for Brown. Brown looking to attack, still looking. Now pulls it back out. Kicks it up to Jarvis, top of the key. Goes to Stinson. Stinson driving in. Nearly has his pocket picked, but passes out to Wentz. Wentz goes through a screen from Stinson over in the corner to Jackson Jarvis. Back up top of the key to Stinson. A rolling Jacob Brown catches the ball. Gets into a double team and passes out. Stinson drives inside through the contact and one. Count it.
What a move.
That's on Denver Stokes. I tell you, Stokes can't do anything with that.
Yeah, and, you know, the best thing about that was the fact that they moved the ball around and Stinson had a move on Stokes, and Stokes just is not quick enough to play Stinson when he decides to go to the basket.
What do you think about this, Keith, as Stinson misses the free throw attempt that would have been an and-one, replacing Denver Stokes with Alex Armstrong? Talk about a small ball lineup. That's going to move Buda Johnson down low. And now West Wilkes picks up a trap in the corner. And we have got a timeout by Starmount. Rocky Horton has to burn one. And so it's going to be a timeout for Starmount. We're back in 30 seconds. 41-33, Blackhawks with the lead.
For all your insurance needs, it's Deal Insurance. Offering home, automobile, life, commercial, and health insurance, they deal with several companies, including Erie, and will do your insurance shopping for you to obtain the best rate possible. The number one product they offer at Deal Insurance is service. And while you're at it, ask them about their God One Church Insurance. Call them today for a free quote. 336-838-3838, 810 North Moravian Street, beside the Flowers Bread Store in Wilkesboro. Deal Insurance.
And welcome back to West Wilkes High School here tonight. 41-33. 4:34 to go in our third period of play. Keith, so far, so good for the Blackhawks.
Well, I mean, Starmount made a little run at them, but West Wilkes kind of curbed that, and now they've got back out here with a lead. And the thing I like about it is they started carrying the ball and get the ball inside and not settle for the threes.
And now that ball is going to be out of bounds. It's going to stay with Starmount off the inbound.
Now you got Starmount settling for the three, so...
And it's going to be J-Max Swain with the basketball. Swain goes to DeZern. Austin Triplett guarding him. DeZern passes out of it to Wiles. Wiles back to DeZern. Goes over to Buda Johnson for the deep two, and he misses everything. He gets his own rebound. Passes it back to DeZern. DeZern through the contact, misses everything. No foul call, but another offensive rebound by Starmount, and that's a mid-range that's off. Buda Johnson with the rebound. He misses, gets the rebound again. J-Max Swain back the other way. Through the contact is fouled.
And that foul's on number five.
Keith with Jackson Stinson. With Jackson Stinson down low, Starmount should have not got four offensive rebounds right there in
but
a row.
It just shows the hustle from the Ram team, and that's very much discouraged by Coach Green. No boxing out at all by the West Wilkes Blackhawks.
And he's going to pull Jackson Jarvis off the court. He replaces him with Dylan Miller. That first free throw by Jay Max is good, and the second one is too. 41-35, 3:46 to play third period. Jacob Brown going to walk the ball back up the court. Calls for the motion offense to take effect as Coach Green from the sideline. Jacob Brown with it. Gives it up to Wentz. Wentz in the corner. Austin Triplett short. And now in transition, it's Wiles. Passes it up to Buddha Johnson, who lays it up and in for two. 41-37. The Blackhawk lead is slimming here with 3:17 and ticking in our third period. Jaden Wentz with the basketball. Jackson Stinson with it. A cutting Dylan Miller gets it to go. 43-37 Blackhawks. 3 minutes to go, third period. Trey DeZern with the basketball. Goes to J-Max. Thought about the three from the left wing. Goes back to DeZern. DeZern driving inside. DeZern gumps it off to Buddha Johnson. And it's nearly a travel. Coach Green wanted it, but no travel is called on Alex Armstrong. Buddha Johnson, a fadeaway, is no good. And Jacob Brown back the other way. Gives it up to Wentz. Wentz thought about it. Drives through the contact and gives it a go. 45-37 Blackhawks. Trey DeZern with the basketball, top of the key. And it's a bad pass. Buddha Johnson can't control it. Austin Triplett back the other way. He's fouled and one. Count it. Get it to go. The foul on Trey DeZern. You know, I told Jeff Triplett out of the locker room when Austin Triplett made that layup at the buzzer. I said, man, he pulled that out of Dad's playbook from about 25 years ago, didn't he? And that one, he definitely pulled out of Dad's playbook. And he gets the and-one free throw to top it off. People might forget, Keith, I don't know if you know this, but his dad, Jeff Triplett, who's the JV coach up here, was a good ball player back in his younger days.
Yeah, Jeff's a good athlete anyway.
And that shot, that's a three by Eric Wiles. Makes it 48-40. Blackhawks still up with under 2 minutes to go, third period. Jacob Brown with the basketball goes in the corner to Austin Triplett. Back out to Wentz. Back over to Brown. And it's, well, they wanted a foul call. I tell you, Keith Wiles is lucky he didn't get a foul right there.
Yeah. But one thing about it is Starmount's trapping in the corner. All you got to do is send somebody to the basket. They're in a zone now.
And now Jaden Wentz gives it up to Jacob Brown. Westbrook's taking their time here. Brown with it. Brown. Stinson roaming up around the three-point line, looking to set screens.
They'll storm out in a 2-1-2 zone.
Brown breaks it over to Wentz. Wentz going to drive baseline, and it's Stinson who comes away with a loose ball. Three-ball attempt for Jacob Brown off the front of the rim. That was an ill-advised shot. Up the court, they go to Wiles, who thought about the three. Wiles drives through Stinson, and there's a foul. That's going to be on Jackson Stinson. That'll be his second foul, and it comes with a minute and 11 seconds left in the third period.
Team's fourth.
Dawson Osborne's going to replace Jaden Wentz. So Dawson Osborne checks into the game. Wiles strips the first free throw, and he gets the second one to go as well. 48-42 Blackhawks with 65 seconds to play in the third period. Austin Triplett with it, top of the key. Triplett, he's got to do something with it. He picked up his dribble, gives it up to Osborne. Osborne with a basketball, goes over to Dylan Miller, and the ball's kicked by J-Max Swain. 51 seconds to play in the third period. 48-42 Blackhawks. Dawson Osborne gets it off the inbound. Goes over to Jacob Brown. Brown goes through a screen set by Stinson. And that ball is stolen away by Eric Wiles. Good defense by Starmount. Wiles through the contact, can't finish. Rebound comes down to Jackson Stinson. And then it's off the hands of Dawson Osborne. He can't handle the pass from Stinson. I tell you, Keith, if Osborne catches that cleanly, West Wilkes has the numbers advantage up the court.
Yeah, I'll definitely do. And but, the one thing about it is Eric Wiles is definitely trying to pick up his game. You can see where they're trying to go to him just a little bit more.
Absolutely. 36 seconds left, third period. 48-42, Blackhawks. Starmount to inbound. It's Trey DeZern, who gives it up to Xavier King. Back to DeZern. A pop three, no. And a loose ball. Xavier King comes up with it. DeZern back to King for three. Yes. And now Dawson Osborne with 15 seconds. Gives it up to Triplett to Stinson. Stinson turning in the post through the contact. He finishes. 50-45. DeZern with it 4 seconds. DeZern weaving 3 seconds. DeZern at the buzzer. Yes. 50-47 is our score after three. We're heading to the fourth quarter. Should be a good one. Strap in, folks. We're back after this on Hometown Christian Radio.
Miller Funeral Service offers advanced planning. Locally owned and operated since 1952, they believe in the importance of community. Miller Funeral Service continues to offer affordable prices to meet the needs of the community. Traditional burial packages start at only $39.95, with cremation packages starting at just $11.95. Locally owned, excellent care, affordable prices are all a part of the Miller Funeral Service commitment to you. Find out more on their website, millerfuneralservice.com, located at 180 Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro. Call Miller Funeral Service at 336-838-3104.
And welcome back to Miller's Creek. 50-47 our score as we start the fourth and final period. And I tell you one, Keith Bryan, we should strap in for an exciting final 8 minutes of basketball.
Well, I tell you what, we've had three great quarters so far. And really, both teams, one team makes a run and then the other team turns around and makes a run. So I'm looking for that same type of game going in this fourth quarter.
Starmount starting the fourth period with the basketball. It's Xavier King with it. Going back to DeZern. Back over to King. King back to DeZern. Back over in the corner to Eric Wiles. Wiles back top of the key to DeZern. An open three, and that is no good. Rebound comes down to Dylan Miller, and Jacob Brown is going to bring the ball up the court for the Blackhawks. Brown with it. It's Brown, Osborne, Triplett, Miller, and Stinson, the five on the court, and they turn it over. Xavier King back the other way, and he lays it up and in. It's 50-49, and Scotty Green wants a timeout. Already into the fourth period calling a timeout. Keith, not a good first offensive possession for West Wilkes.
Well, that once again, yeah, you had a West Wilkes team that was standing around. They're not cutting. They're not moving to the basket. And the one thing you got to do in a zone, you've got to try to put players where they can't get. When that ball comes down in the corner, Starmount's trying to trap the ball. All you got to do is run somebody to the low post and look for somebody to pass, because the zone can't move that fast.
Absolutely. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond with this. 7:27 to go, fourth period. 50-49, the Blackhawk lead has been cut down to one. Keith, Starmount has not led in this second half yet.
Well, I tell you what, a 21-point quarter that last quarter, and Starmount kind of felt like that maybe things were turning their way, and that was a great timeout by Coach Green, because he could see they were kind of lost their focus just a little bit.
So let's see how West Wilkes can respond.
But, you know, only 6 turnovers by the Blackhawks. Yeah. You know, the other night they had almost 30.
Yeah.
So that they've improved that part of their game.
The only thing that helped them the other night is Wilkes Central pretty much matched them with turnovers.
Yeah. But, I mean, both teams really – this has been a great game from the standpoint of not a whole lot of fouls and great team play by both teams.
And Jacob Brown brings the ball up for the Blackhawks. Starmount there waiting. Dylan Miller with it. Goes to Brown. Brown. Double team comes on him. Stinson gets it. Stinson looking to drive. Stinson loses the basketball but gets it back to Brown. He had to dive on the court to get that ball. They go back high post to Stinson. Stinson back over to Dawson Osborne for three. Yes! ...53-49 Blackhawks. Under 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Xavier King with it right side. Now goes back to DeZern. DeZern going to dump it down to Buddha Johnson. Buddha It's Xavier King now for a deep three. No. And the ball is off of Eric Wiles. Great job by Dylan Miller to save it. And it's going to go back to the Blackhawks.
And if you're Coach Green, you got, I tell you what, I'm going to allow Xavier King to shoot that shot. That's NBA range.
Yeah, right there. That was way downtown. And now Coach Green going with a shooter's lineup here. He's put Jaden Wentz in for Austin Triplett. He's got Jacob Brown, Dawson Osborne, and Jackson Stinson with Dylan Miller. This is a shooting offensive lineup right here. Dawson Osborne dumps it down to Stinson here in the left corner. And Wentz has it back up top of the key to Osborne. They go over to Stinson. Stinson a deep two. He strips it. Coach Green said it before the game that the kid's got his softest shot, as he's seen, and it pays off right there. DeZern with it. Goes to Xavier King. DeZern a three. No. Rebound. We got a foul on Stinson. Eric Wiles and him fought for the rebound, and Stinson come up on top of him. That's the third foul on Jackson Stinson.
Team's fifth.
Keith, if you're Coach Scotty Green, do you contemplate putting him on the bench for a couple of minutes, or you let it ride out?
Well, I tell you what, the way that young man's been such an offensive force, I'm going to ride out with him.
And a good defensive possession by Stinson, but Buddha Johnson finishes in his face. 55-51 Blackhawks, under 6 minutes to play. Dawson Osborne with it. Gives it up to Miller, to Stinson. Stinson, cross-court pass to Wentz. Wentz over to Osborne. Open three. Yes! Dawson Osborne, the smallest man on the court, stripping threes from deep. 58-51 Hawks. DeZern left open. Now double team comes. Gives it to Xavier King. Back to DeZern. DeZern working it down to Buddha Johnson. Back up Xavier King. Back over to DeZern for a deep three. No! Rebound. Dylan Miller. Up the court, Jaden Wentz. Wentz in the corner. Dawson Osborne for three. Yes! The young man is feeling it from downtown. 61-51 Blackhawks, and this place has come alive. Timeout, Starmount. The intensity is through the roof.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jaden Wentz had a wide open layup. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have faulted him for shooting that layup right there. But that just shows the unselfishness of this team.
Yeah.
He's seen a man with a hot hand wide open, throwing it out to Osborne.
Yeah.
But you couldn't have faulted him if he shot that layup. I mean, he had a wide open layup.
I tell you what, Keith, how big would it be for West Wilkes to get to 4-0 in the conference this early? Already would have beaten Wilkes Central on the road and Starmount at home. It would start to make you feel very good because West Wilkes, albeit they've been in close games with lesser opponents like East Wilkes and Elkin, but the way they've played the past two games, you start to feel like this team's starting to maybe turn the corner.
Well, you definitely, you know, we felt like that Coach Green had the potential of, and, you know, the thing about it is the bench strength. I mean, you just look at how many players he's used here tonight. I mean, he's probably went about 9-10 deep, and Starmount still, as we said earlier, only 7.
Yeah, exactly. Starmount inbounds the basketball to Xavier King. It goes over to Trey DeZern. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game. Down low is Wiles, the King, Buddha Johnson. Yes, 61-53. And how Eric Wiles didn't get called for a foul that time, I'll never know. A bad pass, and that's going to be off Starmount. It'll be Westbrook's basketball. I tell you what, ill-advised pass selection. But now Starmount's going to turn up the defensive intensity.
Well, you definitely got to believe that. But the one thing about it is Starmount settled for three for DeZern's 0-for-3 this quarter.
Dylan Miller driving, dishes it out to Jacob Brown. Brown to Stinson, top of the key. Gives it up to Dylan Miller. Miller gives it to Stinson for a deep two. No. Offensive rebound, Stinson put back it in. 63-53. Under 4 minutes to play in the basketball game. Xavier King drives. A wild layup attempt. No. And an outlet pass. Jacob Brown lays it up and in for two. All the momentum is with the Blackhawks. They're up 65-53. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Xavier King with it, right wing. Over to DeZern. DeZern. And they're going to get Jaden Wentz with a foul.
That's his first. Team six.
Keith, the last time the Blackhawks won a regular season conference championship, got to go back to 1991. That was something Coach Green talked about in the preseason interviews. That was the goal for this team. And so far, they are playing like they want it. DeZern, a deep three, misses. Rebound, Jacob Brown. Jacob Brown back the other way, and he's fouled by Trey DeZern. A bad foul in midcourt in transition. That's not something you see Trey DeZern normally do, Keith.
All right, this second half, Trey DeZern is 0 for 7 from the three. So, you know, if they're going to settle on them threes, I'm sure Coach Green loves that because it gives them a chance to get out and push through the layup.
65-53 Blackhawks. Jacob Brown with a basketball. Tough defense by Wiles, and they get Wiles with a foul.
That's his second.
The foul's starting to pick up for Starmount now. That's their 15th foul. 16 fouls for the Blackhawks. 3:09 to go in this ball game. 65-53. Blackhawks have the lead, and they have the momentum right now.
And Starmount has gone from their 2-3 zone, 2-1-2 zone, to man-to-man.
Stinson backing down Buda Johnson. Jaden Wentz was left open. Wentz dumps it down to Stinson, and they get it to go. Jackson Stinson working on Trey DeZern. He just pushed him right to the ground, turned around and laid it up.
Well, that was a flop right there.
Yeah, by DeZern. Nowhere near a foul. 67-53, Blackhawks lead. Buda Johnson, and he gets the layup to go. Ever so softly lays it up on the rim. 67-65, Blackhawks, 2.5 minutes to play. The press by Starmount giving West Wilkes fits. And Coach Green calls a timeout just in the nick of time.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he didn't call a timeout, Stinson was open for a wide open layup.
Yeah, he was. But nonetheless, he calls the timeout to give him a break. And we'll take a 30-second break. 67-55, Blackhawks lead by 12 with 2.5 to go.
Tri-County Orthopedic and Sports Medicine wants to help you get back to the activities that you love to do, offering comprehensive care, including the latest non-surgical treatments. An affiliate of Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, Tri-County is the region's trusted source for orthopedic care for over 25 years. We offer same-day and next-day appointments at one of our four locations in Elkin, Mount Airy, Jonesville, and Sparta. For more information or to make an appointment, Tri-County Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, please contact us at 336-526-4500.
And welcome back to West Wilkes. 2.5 minutes to play in the fourth period. 67-55. Keith, the Blackhawks have saved their best basketball for the fourth period.
Well, the one thing about it is they've been patient on trying to they're not trying to play faster than Starmount wants them to play, and they're getting great looks down under the basket.
And now, Jacob Brown with a basketball. Tough defense by Starmount. Eric Wiles all up in his grill. Brown fights through it, but he has his shot blocked. Back the other way, Buda Johnson in the corner to Armstrong for three. Yes. 67-58, 2 minutes to play. Stinson to Dylan Miller. He can't hold it. Foul on Buda Johnson. I tell you what, Buda just bailed out Dylan Miller.
And 16 fouls, still not in the one and one. So 1:59 left to go.
The Blackhawks trying to hold on to a 9-point lead. Jaden Wentz with the basketball. Screen from Miller. Wentz. Dawson Osborne goes to Miller. Miller back to Osborne. Osborne, Xavier King coming up to play tight defense on him. Gives it up to Stinson. Stinson looking to go somewhere with the basketball. It's Miller who gets it now. And Miller throws it away. Eric Wiles back the other way. DeZern in transition. He can't finish. Rebound comes down to West Wilkes. Jaden Wentz up the court. Pulls it back. Wentz putting on a dribbling exhibition. Osborne with it. Jacob Brown is open in the corner. He's holding it. Scotty Green wants movement, and we got a foul on Trey DeZern.
That's a third on DeZern. That's a one and one, so.
And now that's going to send Jacob Brown to the free throw line. Trey DeZern pleading his case to the official, Keith, but I don't think he's going to plead one good enough to get out
of
that.
Well, he reached around, and, you know, that. And he got a little body. That's the thing about it. If he got all ball, but he got some body right there. So.
Jacob Brown gets that one to go. 68-58. Free throw is going to be key for the Blackhawks down the stretch, Keith.
Yeah, and you got to usually this guy's pretty consistent from the free throw line.
Brown strips it. 69-58. Blackhawks. A minute 17 to go. Wiles lets the ball roll on the court till it gets to half court, and he picks it up. He gives it off Xavier King. Back to DeZern. DeZern, a 15-footer. No. Rebound King, and he dumps it off to Armstrong. Armstrong throws it out to DeZern. DeZern passes out of a jump shot. A deep three from Wiles. He misses, and that's a foul on Alex Armstrong. He went over the back of Jacob Brown.
So, once again, Brown at the free throw line.
Or no, it's Dylan Miller at the free throw line. So, Miller with a chance at another one and one here. That was the first foul on Armstrong, 18th foul. And he gets that one to go. That makes it 70-58 Blackhawks. Starting to look good with 60 seconds to play. Second free throw is up, and it's good. 71-58 Blackhawks. DeZern lets the ball roll up near midcourt. Gives it up to Wiles. Back to DeZern. Back over to Wiles. Over to Buda Johnson in the corner. Back out to Wiles with 50 seconds to play. Xavier King gives it to DeZern. DeZern with it, trying to make something happen. Through the contact, no. Rebound, Buda Johnson. Loose ball. He has to come out and get it. 40 seconds to play. A three ball from Armstrong is short into the hands of Stinson. And Stinson has it now with 34 seconds to play. And now Jacob Brown with it, 30 seconds to play. And the student section is getting up. And just like that, the West Wilkes Blackhawks are going to take sole possession of first place, 71-58. The Blackhawks have now shown themselves to be the team to beat on the boys' side of the conference this year. A big statement victory over the Starmount Rams, 71-58. Your final score, Coach Scotty Green and his boys go to 4-0. In the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference, the biggest win in quite a while off the heels of what happened Friday night here for West Wilkes, and they get it to go. What a win, 71-58 Blackhawks, your final score. Wilkes Communications postgame show on the way next.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight. The Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Blue Ridge Tractor 176, Old North Carolina Highway 268 in Wilkesboro.
On sale now, the Husqvarna 20-inch chainsaw, 372 XP bar and chain for just $825 plus tax. This is a cash price sale at the Logger Shop. Leaf blowers and backpacks are available, and they are ready to assist you with service. Call 336-973-4242 for more information or check out their website at loggershop.com. Don't miss this great saving opportunity on chainsaws at the Logger Shop, 5875 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
Hey there, folks. I'm John for my friends at the Speedy Chef on North Bridge Street in Elkin. How long have I been going to the Speedy Chef? Well, they've been in business over 50 years, and they're hometown proud. My parents took me there when I was a little boy, and you know what? I'm taking my kids there now. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, delicious sandwiches and plates, ice cream and milkshakes. You know, people eat at the Speedy Chef because the food is great. They're at 685 North Bridge Street in Elkin. Call them for takeouts, 336-835-4403.
Skyline National Bank is excited to bring you a great banking experience with the local can-do bankers you know and trust. They are embracing the opportunity to become this community's biggest fan and best financial partner. Come by one of their branches or learn more about them at skylinenationalbank.com or call 336-903-4948. Together, the sky's the limit. Skyline National Bank, always their best. Member FDIC. Rock Creek IGA Marketplace is Wilkes County's only locally owned and operated grocery store with a fully serviced meat department that is staffed from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily with fresh meat cut and ground. Veterans get a 10% off discount on Thursdays and seniors get 10% off on Tuesdays. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturdays and 8 to 9 on Sundays. It's Rock Creek IGA Marketplace, 4913 Elkin Highway, 268 in North Wilkesboro.
Wilkes Communications is humble and proud to team up with Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes to help restock their food shelves. Right now, when you add or upgrade to Wilkes Internet and donate $10 in cash or food, Wilkes Communications will quadruple your donation, giving you a $40 bill credit. So help feed the hungry and get the internet speed you need for all your devices. Call 336-973-3103 or visit wilkes.net to learn more. The offer ends 2/29/20.
It's the Wilkes Communications post-game show online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to Miller's Creek here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Your final score, the West Wilkes Blackhawks with a statement victory, 71-58 over the Starmount Rams, and they move to 4-0 in the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference and grab sole possession of first place. Keith, what a game here tonight. Jackson Stinson led the way again with 20 points, but we gave Stinson our Sonic Drive-In Player of the Game back on Friday night, but Keith, honestly, it was a young man who had 12 points off the bench who hit three threes in a row in that fourth period, and Dawson Osborne that lit the fuse that put this game away, and I think he gets our vote for Player of the Game
tonight.
Well,
it definitely does. I tell you what, at that point in time, West Wilkes needed a spark, and Dawson Osborne come in, and I mean, he was autumn. I mean, it just really not only just pumped the crowd up, it pumped everybody up, and you can see right after he hit that third three in a row, I mean, this place went bananas.
Yeah, it did.
You know, I mean, you know, he was definitely the spark that won that game, I think. But a great defense. Trey Zern, 0-for-7 that entire fourth quarter, and that was a 21-point fourth quarter. Starmount had a 21-point third quarter, and then West turned around with a 21-point fourth quarter. A great fourth quarter for the West Wilkes Blackhawks.
Well, Keith, I'll put it this way. When West Wilkes plays like they have the past two games, where Stinson's averaging 20 points in their past two games, and the way this team is just playing a brand of team basketball, you tell me this. It's going to be hard for any team on the boys' side to beat them when they're playing team ball like this.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I think of all the things Coach Green could be proud of, is the fact that, you know, he has really worked hard to get a post presence at West Wilkes. And I've been doing basketball now for almost 22 years, and we've seen a lot of great post players up here at West that really weren't developed.
Yeah.
I thought. Jackson Stinson has come out, and he is that post presence that a lot of West teams wish they had in the past.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110% on that call right there. But Dawson Osborne, our player of the game for the Blackhawks, only had 12 points but hit three straight threes in that fourth quarter that propelled the Blackhawks to victory here tonight, 71-58 over the Starmount Rams. And, Keith, last score update we got was Elkin leading North Wilkes 38-28 after three. So the Buck and Elks looking to get their second straight win in the conference. Keith, Elkin's not going to be a pushover.
Well, no, and, you know, like I said, you got to believe. Now, first of all, this West Wilkes team has to go to Elkin to play. Mm-hmm. And then East has to come here, after that game. And, of course, you know, they still got Allegheny and Ash to play.
West Wilkes will go to North Wilkes Friday night. So, you know, they'll be in for a battle when they go play Logan Call's boys in Hayes. Never is that an easy place to go in and play. But our next game of the week, as we change focus, Keith, 1 week from Friday, it's going to be next Friday night, January the 17th, 10 nights from now. North Wilkes at East Wilkes will be in Rhonda for your game of the week. And, Keith, I tell you what, always going to be a fun one because you've got an East Wilkes team that is gritty and can play together, and you got a North Wilkes team that's gritty and can play together. I think we'll see a low-scoring game next Friday night, but I do think we'll see a hard-fought game.
Well, one thing about it is if you're going to beat North Wilkes, you're going to have to go against one of the better contending defenses that we've seen. Offensively they're still struggling a little bit, but one thing about it is when you play a North Wilkes, a Logan Call team, you're going to have to be ready to play your A game, because they will play their A game on defense.
That'll be next Friday night, North Wilkes, East Wilkes, our game of the week here on 3WC. Once again, a very special thank you to Athletic Director Todd Rutz and everyone up here at West Wilkes High School for their hospitality, for setting us up here tonight for your game of the week. It is the West Wilkes Lady Blackhawks victorious, and then also in the boys' game, 71-58. The West Wilkes Blackhawks grab sole possession of first place in the Mountain Valley Conference. They are 4-0 and have their sights now set on big things here in this 2019-2020 high school basketball season. A very special thank you to my broadcast partner in crime, Keith Bryan, as always. As we sign off on this Tuesday night tonight, we wish you a rest, safe, and happy of your Tuesday night. And always remember, give thanks to the good Lord above. Good night from Miller's Creek.
We hope you've enjoyed our game of the week. High school sports brought to you by Miller Funeral Service, Deal Insurance, Just Save Foods, N&T's Screen Printing, Badcock Furniture, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Rock Creek IGA Marketplace, Royals Mustang, Blue Ridge Energy, Freedom Auto Sales, Blue Ridge Tractor, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, McDonald's, The Lager Shop, Carolina Auto Sales, Wilkes Mini Golf and Games, Ride with Pride Car Wash, Skyline National Bank, the Town of North Wilkesboro, Impact Collision Center, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, the Speedy Chef, and Wake Forest Baptist Orthopedics West Park. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.